We call this First Thoughts, and we have a prayer request that was phoned into us yesterday.
Hi, this is Monica Chamberlain, and I'm asking for a prayer with the whole community of prayer warriors out there. I'm asking that you please pray for my nephew's son. His name is Xander. He's only 5 years old, and he was just diagnosed with leukemia. So I'm asking everyone out there to please, please pray for healing and for a complete turnaround, and that God would minister to his mom and father and all the family. I ask for your prayers, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Monica, for sharing that with us. And lift up Xander and the challenges he's facing at just the tender age of 5. Okay, also, for me, this is a special day. I don't know, it served as a spiritual anniversary. I've shared about it before, May 28th. And, different things happened in my life spiritually while I was raised by my parents along the way. But, some bad choices amidst a lot of that. And then got done with my freshman year in college, in which I was asking three main questions. Who am I? What's the meaning of life? What happens after I die? Did a term paper for English on near-death experiences, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, Raymond Moody, that kind of stuff. And ultimately, though, signed up to go sell books with the Southwestern Company, building character in young people since 1968, went to Nashville for a week of training, and they sent us to Elmira, New York. So I've actually never been to the Big Apple. I've been to upstate New York, though. And so there we went, myself and two guys named Steve. We made it to, drove all night, and, just rotate drivers, got to Elmira, followed the instructions, ultimately stayed at, I think, the home of a Baptist pastor the first night, but we found there was another gracious woman who took all three of us in for the summer. But that night, as we were searching for a place to live, we were at a Salvation Army church, and I heard a pastor preaching from 1 John saying Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. And it's like all that I'd heard from my maternal grandmother and other things growing up, it all sort of culminated, and they gave an invitation, and I felt like, and as I recall it, in that only Salvation Army service I've ever been to, this little girl walked the aisle, and I felt like the Holy Spirit said, if she can do it, you can do it. And I went up there, and I said, with the sense that I wanted to be good, and I said I wanted to become a full-time Christian. And so the guy who greeted me, the altar worker, said, hey, there's three things you need to do every day. Read the Bible, that's God talking to you. Pray, that's you talking to God. And have fellowship, getting together with others who are reading the Bible and praying. And so here we sit. That was 1983 on this day, May 28th, 43 years ago. Okay, today in history, also in 2010, actor Gary Coleman died at the age of 42.
Arnold, listen very carefully because I only get one phone call.
Why? Are you in jail?
Yes, Arnold, I'm in jail.
What you talking about, Willis?
Coleman, best known for playing the wisecracking Arnold Jackson as a child star on TV's Different Strokes, had entered a hospital in Provo, Utah, just 2 days earlier after falling down the stairs at his home. And finally, our morning devotion this morning from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love here on WWIB. Before we turn it back to the tunes here today, for May 28th, humble people dazzle God. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Goff says, when I was in college, I started paying attention to the people who lived like Jesus. I wanted to figure out what made them different and set them apart from everyone else. It quickly became clear that one of the qualities they all shared was this. They were humble. They didn't seem too concerned about what other people thought of them. They were too busy thinking about other people. That is a really good line. We often think humility means being down on ourselves. You know, the people who brush off compliments with self-effacing barbs. We think humility is the opposite of the guy at the gym who stares at his flexed muscles in the mirror. We know humility doesn't brag or name drop, but we mistake being humble for becoming wallflowers. Humility doesn't insist we hide or make ourselves look small. Humble people aren't concerned with seeming less important. They just don't think about themselves much at all. Bob Goff says God said humble people consider others more significant than themselves. Considering others means thinking about them, praying for them, doing the unlikely acts of love with no expectation of reciprocation. Considering others means taking all the time we obsess about how much people like us or how much we wish they did, and thinking instead about who in our lives might need another friend just like us. God delights in humble people because they continue the work Jesus started in the world. Humble people pray for God to open their eyes to the pain of people around them. They give in secret without a second thought. They don't keep track of all of the good that they've done. It's these kinds of humble people who dazzle God. Today's question, what have you done out of humility in the past week? Hey, WWIB.com/celebrations. Who's gone there for today? Well, Scott has, and he says, I'm nominating my beautiful wife, Amanda Jensen. There is no one more loving, caring, and faithful than Amanda. When Scripture talks about finding a good wife is a good thing, that's my wife. When it says her children rise up and call her blessed, that is Amanda. So it's her birthday today. Happy birthday to Amanda Jensen. Also, I see, boy, a lot for June has entered. There's May 31st, maybe the 29th is tomorrow. But, yeah, here's another one for today. Brianne Larson says that our son Aiden turning 11 today on May 28th. Happy birthday, Aiden. And various other May entries, and I think we've got today covered.
Tuesday trivia solved on Tuesday. Win it Wednesday, not solved on Wednesday. So it's a try it again Thursday playing Secret Sound on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB, where we are family. Our prize, a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. We can email that to you wherever you might be calling from. But first, you have to solve the secret sound that was a stumper yesterday, and we'll give it a listen.
What is this sound? What is this? One more time. What is it?
A lot of good guesses yesterday, but we did not get the correct answer. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Your chance to call in and win. Try it again Thursday here on WWIB.
We've let you think about it throughout the day. You got to sleep on it. As you wake up this morning, have you any better idea what this is? 723-2555.
Now, a clue would be forthcoming. Oh, I talked over it. A clue would be forthcoming later on this hour if we don't get it here and now. But maybe you want to jump in with your chance to win.
A lot of good guesses yesterday. For instance, is it a garbage can lid or a door locking? It's not an ice dispenser or bowling pins getting reset or even just bowling pins. It is not the opening of a keepsake trunk or a gumball machine or a car door opening. It's not typing or tap dancing or opening and closing a door, a portable Juul speaker kicking in, or a golf ball going into the hole.
For some reason, when you were reading those, I got Green Eggs and Ham and Sam I Am, like the cadence of that. And I started that I'm not going to eat them on a boat. Or,
but anyway, it's not. Yes.
It's none of those. Good guesses. 715-723-2555 for Secret Sound. What in the world could this be?
I miss not having kids at home. You know, I'll hear people say, oh, they enjoy being empty nesters. I'm like, reading to your kids? Is there anything better?
Non sequitur here, but BJ Novak, who was one of the lead writers for the sitcom The Office, wrote a book called The Book with No Pictures, and it is hilarious. My little brother Josh gave it to my kids, I think, for a Christmas or birthday present at some point. And so, yeah, I read that to Teddy the other day, and he was just rip-roaring laughing with it. So highly recommend that. Wow. It's a lot of fun. The Book with No Pictures.
Well, we filled time, but no calls.
No calls.
723-25557. Oh, there we go. Just like that. 723-2555. Guesses in Secret Sound. See if we can get a winner and a try it again Thursday. Looks like it's Linda in Chippewa Falls. Am I right?
It is.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure.
Kayla. I'm thinking it's maybe a printer before it prints.
Okay, a printer just before it shoots out the page.
My other job is selling printers and print supplies. Could that be it? Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the calls. We don't have to keep on filling time.
723-2555. 723-2555. Any more guessers? Are you guys just saying, give me a clue already?
Secret Sound continues now with a clue here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. It's Caleb and Halvo with you, and we are trying to figure out what this secret sound is. Well, maybe listen to it, Halvo, if that works, yeah. And then give the clue. We have had lots of great guesses, but nothing correct so far, and we're trying to give one of you a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2.
This is the sound. What is that? And we are ready to give our clue.
And the clue is, this sound was recorded here. Mm-hmm. Recorded here somewhere in the WWIB complex.
Yes.
It was recorded here.
It was recorded here yesterday morning.
All right. So, secret sound, 715-723-2555. A chance to win a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. Fantastic film. You can own it at home and watch it wherever you might be, and we can send it to you wherever you might be. Don't even have to pick it up. We'll email you the code. What is this secret sound? And the first clue is it was recorded here. Recorded here at WWIB somewhere.
Here's what it sounds like. What is that? You've given us a bunch of guesses. Yesterday, we had Linda from Chippewa Falls last hour. What did she guess? Do you remember?
She guessed it was a printer right before It spits out the page.
Okay, printer.
Good guess, but not it. And yeah, we've got a printer here, but wasn't the printer. Something that was recorded here, secret sound, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 to guess.
Yesterday morning at 8:15, as we were waiting guesses, you said, or is this the sound that goes unsolved? So I guess that's lingering out there.
There's always that possibility.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark. It's Jody Wellscott.
Hi, Jody.
Is that you guys unlocking the deadbolt on the front door?
Ah, that's a good guess.
Unlocking the deadbolt on the front door.
Let's listen. Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not. Uh-huh. Good guess. Thank you.
Sorry, Jody. 723-2555. She always sounds so bright and cheery there in Aliva. 723-2555. What's your guess? What is this secret sound? We do like playing this game.
We do indeed. And again, this is a sound that was recorded here.
Yeah.
This was recorded here at WWIB somewhere.
Yeah, it was recorded here yesterday morning. Anybody else beyond Jody and Linda? Any of the guys got a guess today? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Not from Hallie.
All right, Scott, what do you think?
Dicebox.
Icebox, did you say?
No, dicebox.
Oh, a dice box. Let's listen, yeah. It kind of sounds like rolling the dice.
As Halvo and I were playing games of chance here in between songs.
What it was? Kind of a mini Las Vegas? That's not it, Scott. Thanks.
Well, and here's the thing, Scott. We could have dice here. I don't know if we do, but there's all sorts of things. There's all sorts of things around here.
A number of years ago when I started co-hosting the show with you, we did play Scrabble.
We did, yes.
So we've moved away from that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ann and Nora from Chippewa Falls.
All right. A team call. All right. What do you
think? We are guessing it is a equipment case or like a guitar case.
Yeah.
An equipment case or a guitar case. Sneaking in two guesses there. I see you. You know, one for each of you.
Now, neither of us guitar players, so I don't think that's that. Although,
but here's the thing. Michelle has had a guitar at her desk quite a bit. I think it was her
starter.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to it.
That actually does sound like it. I have a guitar case at home that does. Yeah, it does sound like that.
However, that's not it.
It's not it. But I do like the guest. Thank you so much. And I do love the name Nora. I have a Nora at home.
You do love your Nora. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
All right, Ryan, what do you think?
Coffee pot.
Is it a coffee pot?
Is this Brian or Ryan?
Ryan.
Okay. I got a friend named Brian, too. I didn't know if he was calling. A coffee pot. Yeah, could that be it? Let's listen. Is that it, Caleb?
It's not.
All right.
Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Getting to be that age in radio, 40 years plus, that I doubt what I hear sometimes. So, but Ryan and Brian are kind of close. Any other guesses? 723-2555, or do you want clue number two after 8:15?
Again, this is something that was recorded here.
We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jack Burns from Wabasha, Minnesota.
Jack, thanks for your full name, and thanks for listening in Wabasha. We love it.
Yeah.
What do you got for a guess for us?
Tapping your fingers on the desk.
All right, let's listen. Could that be tapping your fingers on the desk, Caleb?
It's not it. All right, thank you for the guess from Wabasha.
Two more. We'll take two more. 723-2555 if you guys got it in you. Going once. 723-2555 going twice. And it looks like we're going to push it off till after 8:15 here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Just as I say that, they call. All right. So I'll tell you what. We'll do it after 8:15. So give us a try back here.
Secret Sound, Donna, try it again Thursday here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. Your chance to win a free digital movie download of the incredible film I Can Only Imagine 2. We can send that to you wherever you might be. We are stacking clues now with Secret Sound, and we are on to clue number 2. So first we said this Secret Sound was recorded here at WWIB, somewhere in the office, somewhere in the complex. It was recorded here at WWIB. Our second clue is this relates to something opening and closing. This relates to something opening and or closing. That is your second clue.
And this is the actual sound. This is the sound. What is this sound? And
so,
again, what are those clues again?
Something recorded here. Uh-huh. It was recorded here on site, and it relates to something opening and or closing. Relates to something right. Opening and closing. 715-723-2555.
Any guesses? Again, for a free digital download of I Can Only Imagine 2, we had a song from that soundtrack earlier this morning here. And now the calls are coming at 723-2555. You've got two clues to work with. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
How about your copying machine?
Copying machine?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a copy machine? We had printer guests earlier, but I guess...
Is it a copy machine? It's not. So thanks for trying. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Wabasha.
Hey, Jack.
What do you think?
Is it opening and closing a tape deck?
Opening and closing a tape deck.
Yeah, it's a radio station. Think about some equipment like that, maybe. Is that what this is, Caleb?
It is not. Thank you for the call from Wabasha. Feel free to call back. 715-723-2555. This secret sound was recorded here on site at WWIB somewhere, and also it relates to something opening and or closing.
You know, they're listening to us all across the Midwest because Keith was listening to the live stream in Hancock, Michigan this week.
Right on.
So, yeah, I love it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Eric from Bruce.
Eric, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it a Keurig?
Keurig, yeah.
Opening, closing?
Okay, sure. Yeah, that sound that it...
Let's listen. Yeah, that's a great guess, right?
Yeah.
The opening, closing of that. That's not what it is, but good try.
Thank you so much. Good to hear from Bruce. It was great to be there to broadcast baseball the other night. Welcoming community. Wonderful community.
I listened with awe to you, though, because I was like, you had done so many games, and it was late on a Friday night.
Like, Sam and I did stop at a place. Shout out to Gateway Gourmets there, and Bruce got some delicious fudge.
Oh, wow.
And cheese curds.
Good to sample the local products. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Al from Withy.
Hey, Al.
Caleb and I are just having a good conversation, but we'll let you break in. What's your guess?
I was going to guess opening a microwave.
Opening a microwave.
Let's listen. Could that be opening a microwave?
No, it's not, Al. Thank you. Again, this is something recorded here, so following the clues and relates to something opening and or closing. So you guys are following the clues well, but we haven't solved this secret sound yet.
Yeah. We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carolyn from Ladysmith.
Hey, Carolyn, what is this particular sound?
Is it a container opening and closing, like for bringing your lunch, like one of the little flaps that snap up and down?
Okay, sure. A lunch container?
Okay. Yeah. We don't call it a lunchbox when we get grown up, right? When we're kids, maybe we got a Superman lunchbox or something. Is that what this is? It's not, but thanks for trying, Carolyn.
Good to hear from Russ County, 715-723-2555. Two guesses left this go-round.
Two more tries. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again. Thank you.
All right, Linda.
Opening and shutting the front door of the office.
Opening and shutting the front door to the office.
Yeah, the front door. All right, could that be what this is? Yeah. Sorry, that's not it.
Thank you, 715-723-2555.
Last guess until after 8:45 at a Try It Again Thursday. Will we get a winner anytime today? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Al from With You.
Al, back right again, sneaking in. All right, what do you got?
Just wondering if it was opening a window.
Okay. Opening a window.
He's following the clues, right?
Yeah.
Recorded here, and think of all the things we maybe open and close. Could that be what this is, Caleb?
It is not. Thank you again. This is something that was recorded here and relates to something opening and or closing. We will stack another clue on top of that and try and get a winner with Secret Sound coming up in about 20 minutes. It's our final try for Secret Sound on this Try It Again Thursday. It was a stumper of a sound yesterday, so far today as well, but we have been stacking clues to help you win this I Can Only Imagine 2 digital movie download. Again, we can email that to you wherever you might be listening from. This Secret Sound was recorded here on the WWIB premises. It also relates to something opening and closing, opening and or closing. And then think door related.
Mm-hmm.
Is our final clue here this morning. So, something recorded here on the premises relates to something opening and closing, opening and or closing, and then think door. We've got a lot of guesses. Door related, on the right track. Think door.
Your first reaction when I played it for you, we kind of tested it out off air yesterday morning, was you like something with a door. So,
yeah. So, think in that direction. 715-723-2555. What is this secret sound?
Let's give it a listen. Again? A third time? What is that?
The latest clue, think door. Door related.
The phones were lighting up and then it stopped. So somehow, their guess.
Again, something recorded here on site. The WWIB complex, the studios, the offices here relates to something opening and closing, opening and or closing, and then doors. Think doors. Door related, 715-723-2555. For Secret Sound. Trying to help you.
If we don't get a winner here, I'm not sure what else we can give as a clue on a Finally Friday tomorrow morning. WWIB. So we want to give this I Can Only Imagine 2 digital download away. 723-2555. We need you to call and guess. Give it a try. You won't get it if you don't call. 723-2555. What is this?
We've had calls from Chippewa Falls, Oliva, Hallie, Eau Claire, Wabasha, Bruce, Withy, and Ladysmith all this morning so far.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Eric from Bruce.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Is it the push bar on a door?
Is it the push bar on a door? Yeah, the crash bar, push bar thing. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that what it is, Caleb? Is that what this is?
It is not.
All right.
Call back.
Good try. Again, door related, so you're following the clues. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
What do you think?
Okay, relating to your front door again, I'm thinking you maybe have a little extra security lock that you twist.
Okay.
An extra security lock on the front door.
Is that what this is? It's not. Sorry, Linda.
We do have bells on the front door. I guess the inner front door.
Linda said that's okay. 723-2555, 723-2555. Will we get a winner today? Try it again Thursday. We're about done with our tries. This is the fourth try. This is the eighth time in 2 days trying to get an answer to what this is.
Think door related. We said it's recorded here. It was recorded here. It relates to something opening and or closing. And door. Think door. Door related.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Sandy from Sheldon. All right. Sandy, what's your guess?
Is it ice coming out of the door?
Ice coming out of the door. Let's listen. Could that be what it is, Caleb?
That's not it, but I think that's our first call from Sheldon, so appreciate it, Sandy. Love the alliteration as well. Sandy from Sheldon, call us back, 715-723-2555.
Sandy was one of my earlier co-workers here at WWIB back in the 80s. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall. Could it be a sliding glass door closing and then locking?
A sliding glass door closing and locking.
Let's listen. All right. Is that what it is, Caleb?
It is not.
All right.
715-723-2555. Door related relates to something opening and closing. Mm-hmm. Recorded here on site. What is this secret sound?
All right. We'll take three more. Three more, and then it's on to Finally Friday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly from Satech.
All right, Shelly.
What do you think, Shelly?
Is it like the cash box where, you know, for taking money?
Cash box money. All right. Could that be what this is? It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Shelly. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left. And honestly, we have our Made Pro winner at 7:15 tomorrow and headlines at 7:45. So I don't even know exactly where we would fit this in tomorrow. So it'd be great if you guys could figure it out here.
We're down to two. Well, I might give another clue then. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Miriam from Eau Claire.
Miriam.
What do you think, Miriam?
I only heard it once.
Well,
it sounds like a plastic door closing and locking, and maybe you're fumbling with it, like maybe your prize box or something.
All right, so a couple guesses I hear there. a plastic door fumbling with it, prize box. Like,
well, you know how you have those, like, prize boxes when you go out in the summer
and
stuff?
Yeah,
it sounds like one of those kinds of things.
All right, let's give it a listen. Is that what this is, Caleb?
Our plastic prize box, which we will have out at our Summer Smiles events, Lord willing. No, it is not that. But thank you, Miriam. Appreciate the call very much. 715-723-2555. Do you have any last clue or anything like that?
I think we said door, and this is... I'm going to talk to you. Sherry? She's already had done.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sherry from Greenwood.
Sherry from Greenwood.
All right, Sherry from Greenwood. You give us your guess. If it's not correct, we're going to confer and give you another clue.
Go ahead.
Is it the cover on the coffee pod machine?
Is it the cover on the coffee pod?
No, because again, we're saying think door related. Yeah. Think door related. So
the door. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hang on the line. We're going to give you a bonus guess here.
We're going to talk. Listen to the music here for 1 second. All right, we're going to be blatant here. The fourth clue would be it has door related and it has to do with keeping the door open. Okay, we've said it.
Yes.
So what's your guess? Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was. Wow, okay. So keeping the door open. Any other guesses in that regard? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Wabasha.
Jack, take us home, buddy.
Is it flipping down a doorstop?
Is it flipping down the doorstop?
Could that be what this is for Jack in Wabasha?
Yes, it is!
We got ourselves a winner!
Woo-hoo. Yes, that secret sound recorded right here on site relates to opening and closing. It's door-related, think door, we said. And yes, the little door stopper flipping that thing up and down. Halva recorded that right here on site yesterday morning.
Good job, Jack.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. You hold the line. We'll get your email so we can send you that free digital download. Yeah, I did a little shopping this morning. I see that to get a door mount holder is $60. You can get one of those rubber door stops for $11. So that's the cheaper
way. There you go.
But we typically keep the door open here in this studio and have those on some of our doors here, our studio doors.